you're up. We are on number 18, and this is Eric Olson. Nice to see you again. Requirements for testing commercial fishing gear. Briefing, public hearing, and the decision. Thanks for driving down. Take it away.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairman Carpenter, as well as members of the commission, Director Suzwin, Deputy Director Storr. Appreciate your time today, and I was told that a few people here were a little exhausted by PowerPoint presentations, so I decided to help alleviate that situation, at least for a brief period of time. So I'm here to talk to you about the about proposed changes to WAC 220-353-080. Essentially, this is the WAC that outlines gear testing, commercial fishing gear testing. This WAC currently says that tells you where you can commercially test your gear, as well as the time frames that you can do it, and then simply says that you need to notify enforcement and provides the phone number in the WAC. So we're asking that that a time frame of at least 24 hours notice be added to enforcement, as well as providing the fishermen with a email address to for which to send in the request, and then also specifying, hey, yeah, you need to contact us, but here's some information that would be very helpful to have, such as the registration number, maybe a phone number for a contact person, things of that nature. And I supervise the Central Puget Sound Marine Detachment, which essentially exists from the north end of Camino Island south to the Narrows Bridge. So it's a large area, and a lot of folks, a lot of fishermen go out there and test their gear in these specified areas, and quite honestly, outside those specified areas. And this will help immensely in terms of being able to know when those people are going to be out there, mitigating some of those issues where you might have someone reporting what they think is poaching, and help us be able to call up phone number or something, say, hey, is this you guys out there, and help us fix some of these problems. So I'm probably the quickest presentation you're going to have today, and I hope I'm the easiest decision for you to have today as well. So other than that, I'd be welcome to entertain any questions.
Perhaps, Eric, you could give a couple of examples of the type of gear of what you deal with and what you're focusing on, so the commission and the public have a better sense of that.
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff that I see typically comes out of fishermen's terminal. Some of the bigger ships, even some of the smaller ships that are maybe not even Washington fishermen, they just want to go out and test their gear to make sure everything's working right. Maybe they're going to put out some long lines. Maybe they're going to put out a purse seine. Okay, you can imagine the alarm that causes, though, when it's not open for that in this area, and then people are calling in frantically saying, "You wouldn't believe what I just saw," that kind of stuff. And so those are typically, they're coming typically for our detachment out of Fisherman's Terminal. And I've already been in contact with a harbor master there to be able to, if we implement this, to be able to get that out to all their vessels in there. Did that answer your question,
Commissioner? It did. Chairman? Thank you very much. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So tomorrow, under our Willapa and Grays Harbor policy things, we might be talking about alternative fishing gear. We've talked about that on the Columbia as well. So if someone wanted to go test some alternative fishing gear, a floating pound net or something like that, is that covered, or is this just what I'd call traditional commercial fishing gear?
I would say this is traditional commercial fishing gear. Without going through all that, we have some restrictions that are outlined here for some type of commercial fishing gear, like, say, for example, a purse seine. You can't cinch up the bottom, of course. For a long line, you're not going to be able to bait the hooks, things of that nature. It does specify that within there. But in terms of saying that, I can't say all the particular gear that would be allowed to be tested. I don't really think we cover that in here.
Any other questions? Commissioner Holzer.
Well, I was going to say you must have saw the confused look on my face, or I'm the habit all the time. So what, they just go out and spool out their rigging and reel it back so they know everything's working?
That's pretty much it. They just want to make sure they get all the kinks worked out. Maybe their block isn't working, all those things, okay, before they take the long trek up to Alaska or something. Then they find out it's not working. It's a lot more expensive to have things worked up there, things of that nature.
A lot of times it has to do with if they've done an overhaul on the hydraulic system.
Right.
And they want to make sure everything's working appropriately. So. Commissioner Baker.
Oh.
Then Commissioner King.
No, I was just going to say thanks, Eric, for coming. And
see that, Commissioner?
I was just wondering, did you, you know, there's a number of trade organizations, several of them based right in the Fisherman's Terminal area, mm-hmm, you know, Longline, United Catcher Boats. Did the department kind of try to do a little outreach to those groups and notify them of this and get their input? I know you did. It looks like you did. I mean, you published it as you should have, but I was just wondering if there was any outreach to targeting, you know, the groups that represent these folks.
So I've been to many of those meetings in the Fisherman's Terminal, really good organizations there. And I've mentioned this before in years past. I can't say that I've done this. I did not personally run this through them, but I plan on doing that, to be honest with you, because I want to go down and talk to all those groups down there, like you said, that are the only meetings I've been to are actually in Fisherman's Terminal, reference those commercial groups.
So your plan is to ask the commission to adopt the rule today change, and then go out and then educate folks. Is that kind of
correct for this? These are some minor changes in our opinion. In terms of, they're still required to notify us ahead of time.
Right.
It's just we're putting a time frame on that, saying, "Hey, we need at least 24 hours because if a guy calls us a minute before he's doing it, you know, we're not going to be able to necessarily get that distributed."
So, and I'll just make one point. The idea is not to trap people; it's to educate them and to make sure they know what the rules are, so that it's not like a gotcha. You know, right? So.
And I can actually dovetail on that too, Commissioner, I've caught many people out there, outside those testing areas, outside, you know, it followed them back to maybe Pier 91 in Seattle or followed them back to Fisherman's Terminals. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times we've done that. I have never issued a ticket for it.
Okay.
Because and none of my officers have either. Even though we obviously could have, but we're looking for the intent, right? I mean, if a guy, you know, was testing his gear and he wasn't maybe just wasn't aware of, you know, where he could do that, and then there was no intent to catch anything, he didn't cinch up the bottom of the purse seine or, you know, things of that nature, then certainly not going to write a ticket, nor have I ever in my 15 years working for this department for that.
Okay, thank you.
Ron. Okay. We
I might have a question.
You want to read a motion?
I know I have a question.
Go ahead.
We quick have a question.
Commissioner Baker.
I might be missing it, but I don't see the rule change here.
The change would be it's actually an addition, really.
But yeah, an amendment?
Yeah, it's just an amendment,
right,
yes.
Right, so, but I don't see the amendment either.
So the amendment would be 24 hours notification to enforcement, as well as adding an email address for them to contact instead of just have phone number, and then giving directions as to here's the information you need to leave. And I could read that out for you, but I don't have it memorized off the top of my head. But
I think that on this case, especially given everybody else's high speaking of you, will be fine, but usually it's good to have the language in the books.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Do we have them?
I'd be happy to make a motion.
Very good.
Chair.
Please do.
I move to adopt the amended rule as presented by staff.
I want a break, too.
Second.
Okay, very good. We have a motion and a second.
No public comment?
Oh, there is no public comment. Right. Thank you, Tammy. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Eric, thanks for coming down.